It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
Perhaps no growing thing has been given more PR time than the apple. A look at the history of this favorite of fruits must begin at the beginning of time, for fossilized apple seeds have been traced back to the Neolithic or New Stone Age. Around 8,000 BC, hunter-gatherers began to develop agricultural practices in ancient river valleys. Eventually, the wild apple of ancient Asia spread from the Tian Shan Mountains of eastern Kazakhstan throughout the known world. But these early apples were probably not very tasty, being small, hard, and most likely sour to the point of bitterness. It took the ancient Egyptians and Romans to develop orchards and the edible ancestors of the apples found on today's tables. Literary references to apples abound, beginning with Greek mythology and the tree with golden apples that was presented by the Earth Mother to Zeus and his bride Hera on their wedding day. Perhaps that is the basis of an old Greek legend of a young man tossing an apple toward his beloved. If she catches the apple, she is in essence accepting his proposal of unity. And in ancient Greek culture, a man and his wife shared a single apple on their wedding day. In any case, Zeus's tree of golden apples provided a wealth of material for myths and legends involving love, bribery, temptation, and treachery. And speaking of an apple tree, didn't Eve meet up with a Satanist serpent in a tree that was reportedly laden with apples? Though some religious scholars believe the forbidden fruit could have been a pomegranate or a quince. Moving through apple mentions in Homer's Odyssey, the Roman writings of Cicero and Pliny the Elder, and the Muslim holy book, the Quran, we come to 1665 and see the apple as scientific equipment when Sir Isaac Newton watched an apple drop from a branch and defined the laws of gravity and motion. William Tell halved a shiny red specimen and shared it with his young son as an al fresco lunch following an afternoon of target practice, thus creating the basis for a musical overture loved by both classical and Lone Ranger fans alike. Then, of course, there's the medicinal reputation of apples. In early days, long before the governmental food pyramid made its appearance, the value of consuming apples for healthful reasons was pretty well summed up in J.T. Stinson's prescription, which he addressed to the St. Louis Expo in 1904 by declaring, "An apple a day keeps the doctor away." Apples came to America from English colonists who brought precious seeds in their carry-ons. And no historical look at the apple would be complete without a glance at an actual man who became a historical figure of mythological proportions, simply by dropping apple seeds during a long walk. John Chapman started his apple planting jaunt in Massachusetts and managed to leave the makings of America's apple orchards throughout the Ohio Valley and into Indiana. Some of these descendants of Johnny Appleseed's early efforts made their way westward, where they developed into thriving orchards in the Pacific Northwest. Although the High Plains is not particularly known for its trees, and Johnny Appleseed didn't wander quite this far, apple trees do grow and produce in our part of the country. Next week, we'll look at some varieties that will serve you well if given a little time and TLC.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.